we have to let people know that there is a moral law, that there is a law that's written on the hearts of all people, and that we all are accountable.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. John Lindell, the wonderful lead pastor at James River Church in Springfield, Missouri, is our guest. Now, as we conclude our phone conversation with him, he was sharing some of the important biblical concepts that are underscored in his book, entitled Soul Set Free.
You know, if we tell people, oh, there's good news, Jesus forgives you of your sins, but they don't understand sin, and they don't understand that they've committed sin, and they don't understand the penalty of the sin, then the good news makes no sense at all and is absolutely meaningless to people. And so it's important, as we're presenting the gospel, we have to let people know that there is a moral law, that there is a law that's written on the hearts of all people, and that we all are accountable, every single one of us, and that all of us will give an account. This is what Jesus died with, to clear the account for us. And so the bad news is that we are sinners. We don't become sinners when we sin. We were born sinners. In Adam, we all sinned. And it's as if what happened to him happened to us. And our relationship and our capacity for knowledge of God has been marred. And only when that is dealt with through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross can our relationship with God be restored, can our sin be forgiven, can you have that friendship with God. And so the bad news is we're all sinners, and that the wages of sin is death, eternal death in hell. I think along the way, though, one of the things that's important for people to understand is that when we talk about God punishing sin and we talk about the wrath of God and we use that word, people have a tendency to, again, superimpose on that, you know, our own human experience of that. And so we can view it as vindictive, wrath as being vindictive or unjustly angry or out of control anger. Mm-hmm. And God's wrath towards sin is none of those things. God's wrath towards sin is his steadfast opposition to evil. God mm-hmm. is opposed to evil. And that is why God stops evil. That is why God expresses wrath toward evil. And I think when people can understand that, and that explanation and that understanding of God's wrath and how that works is really important in any explanation of the gospel.
Yes.
For people to grasp his goodness.
Yes. And realize that besides evil, it's just pretty much anything that isn't loving, that isn't pure love, right? It's hard for us to have pure love at all times, every moment, that we don't have any sort of negative thought to God. That is an offense, because he is pure love. Would you say that's true? And we're comparing ourselves with people if we think we're good and not with pure God.
Yeah, I mean, if we compare ourselves with other people, I mean, our standard of measuring rightness or righteousness is certainly short of God's standard, and it's based on a human standard that's inaccurate. And so that's why we have to have the scripture to give us the understanding of God's love, God's righteousness, God's holiness, and how far we are from that on our own.
Yes.
And it's why we need a Savior.
And when you talk about God's love and his concern for people, sometimes people become perplexed or even angry when tragic situations occur in their own lives or in the world, like what happened during 9/11. They ask the question, why? Why did God allow this? Now, you speak a little bit about that in your book. Could you share some insights on that?
We have to come to the conclusion, the things God allows, his care for us and his love is greater than the things he allows in our life. And we have to understand that God is at work, working things for the good. In all things, God works together for the good of those who love him, are called according to his purpose, that God providentially is at work, even in the hurtful, the sorrowful things of life, to ultimately bring about a goodness in our own life. And this is where faith comes in, to say that I trust that God knows what I don't and that he sees what I can't. In that moment, 1 second into heaven, when I see what he has seen, and I know, because in that moment I'll know fully, even as I'm fully known, and I know in that moment what he knew all along about my life and about the circumstances, I will find myself saying, not only he does all things well, but I will find myself knowing that had I known all of that and had I had the wisdom he had, I would have done exactly what he did. Mm-hmm. That there will be no fault. There will be nothing about his ways or his work that we would say, well, you know what? You should have done this or you should have done that.
We're visiting with John Lindell, sharing some important concepts from his book, Soul Set Free, and we'll return to our talk with him in just a moment.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Also, you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
Now let's return to our talk with Pastor Lindell.
The subtitle of your book is Why Grace is More Than You Believe. You underscore the power of grace, God's grace. Could you share some of these powerful concepts that you underscore and highlight in your book?
Well, the first thing I want people to know is that there's grace for them. You know, that sometimes people think that they're beyond grace. Their situation makes them an exception to the rule. The first thing I want people to understand is that no matter where they've come from, no matter what they've done, there's grace. That if they struggle to let go of a past or some hurt, there's grace that can help them. If they're fighting with an addiction or some habitual besetting sin, there's grace. If they feel that they can get it in their head but not in their heart, or vice versa, there's grace for them that God knows exactly where they're at. I think if people can grasp this incredible love of the Father, one of my favorite chapters in the whole book is the chapter on adoption. Congratulations on your adoption. I think if people can understand how much God wants them.
Yes.
That before the universe was created, God chose them. That is an amazing thought.
It is.
That it doesn't matter how they came into this life. You know, the circumstances may have been horrible concerning how they, the circumstances of their conception. And yet, even in that, there was nothing accidental or incidental. But God was working through the brokenness of humanity to bring about their creation. He'd been planning for their salvation because God not only wants to know them now and him to know them, but God wants through all eternity to be with them, to enjoy them, and that God choosing them is placing his name on them. It's the same as saying, I believe you can honor my name. I believe you'll bring glory to my name. I believe that you'll be a great representative of my family. All of that bound up in God's choosing of us. And, you know, I mean, John says that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. John's like, can you believe him? Mm-hmm. And I think I would want people to understand the incredible love of the Father for them, that he would reach out to adopt them.
Right. It's just beyond our comprehension.
It really is.
Right.
It really is. And in Christ, there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation. And I think for people to really get that into their spirit, that God is not condemning them. I think a lot of people don't understand the freedom that God intends for us to have relationally with him. and the way God responds to our failing, both with his forgiveness and with the way he works in the midst of those for the sake of not only relationship with us, but freedom over sin for us as we continue to walk with him.
Yes. And maybe if we also realize that when he's looking at us with eyes of love, if we realize that Jesus has died for us and he's our Savior, then he covers us. When he looks at us, he sees Jesus. Jesus is righteousness. And so that is a gift beyond our imagination. But just realizing that can maybe help us to realize how God could love us because he sees Jesus.
And it also underscores the preciousness of God's grace upon us. And so your book really highlights that as we look for our souls being freed, set freed by our Lord as we look to his grace. A wonderful, wonderful book that you've written. We might ask now that if there are those that are tuning in that are interested in finding out more about your ministry or being able to get this book, where would they go?
Well, they can certainly get the book at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, or whatever their favorite bookstore or book distributor is. They can go to soulsetfree.live, and there is a website there. Or they can go to jamesriver.church, and there they would be able to tap into the messages, to hear the messages themselves, and they can find out more about the book on our church website as well.
Okay, terrific. Well, that was soulsetfree.live. Did you say L-I-V-E?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Great. Because there is so much more in the book than we've even talked about. And it's so important. It's such an important subject for everyone right now. And so we just thank you so much for sharing with us about it, taking this time to do it. And we're just thrilled that we were able to talk with you today.
Bobby and Rich, you're such a blessing, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on your podcast. I just pray grace and favor upon your life in every way.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
And before we go, may we pray for you and your ministry?
Absolutely. I would love it.
Sure.
And we want to enjoy all who are listening to join in.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Pastor John and his wife, Debbie, and their ministry there at James River Church, and the book that you've inspired and encouraged him to write about Soul Set Free. We just pray, Lord, that many would be drawn to you, that would be encouraged as they go through the book of Romans, as they go through the various challenges and thrills of discovering your gracious gift of grace, Lord, your love for each one of us. So we ask your blessing on Pastor John and his wife, Debbie, in their ministry, and we commit it to you, Lord, to your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank Pastor John Lindell of James River Church in Springfield, Missouri, for his visit with us as well. We've been highlighting his book, Soul Set Free, Why Grace is More Liberating Than You Believe. It's available online and at most book outlets, or simply by going to his website at soulsetfree.live.
Also, if you've enjoyed this feature, we encourage you to subscribe to our podcast. You can also friend us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and tweet us on Twitter.
You can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. Or there's always snail mail. You can write to Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So we thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.